You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Creighton back for another AppleBiz quick tip. We're going to go over how to move files on the Mac. I tend to see this pop up on a lot of emailing lists. I mean, a bunch. And I just figured I'd go ahead and give you just a little quick tip on moving files on the Mac's Finder. It is a little bit different, but it can most certainly be done. There's not a cut option from within Finder. You can't do something like Command X, like Control X on Windows. You have to use different keystrokes. So let's go ahead and go to our Finder here, and we're going to go to our home folder.
Podcast folder.
Go to my podcast folder.
Configuration. MP3 audio.
And let's pick this one. I haven't uploaded this one. Actually, yes, I have. This is a recording that I send to people when they are asking for that particular mixer, the Behringer 302. But let's copy it with Command C.
Copy. Behringer 302 USB mixer.
We're going to go to, let's put it in just on our desktop folder. So I'll just do Command Shift D. And we are on the desktop folder. Now, I could paste it here, but that's not moving it. So to move it, you have to do Command-Option-V.
Move it here.
Now, as you can tell, it said move item here. And it played a little sound, because in Loopback, I have it configured to where you guys can hear the sounds. So, if we hit B, and we just quick look it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. And here we are.
And since I had the Touch Bar MacBook Pro, I just touched the escape icon and double tapped. But let's move it back to our podcast folder because that's where it's supposed to go. So we'll copy it.
Copy.
Configuration.mp3. And we'll hit Command Shift H.
Pick podcast folder.
Go to podcasts.
Open selection. List view table.
Open the folder. And we'll hit Command Option V again.
Move them here. Alert dialog. Are you sure you want to remove?
Okay, now. The reason why it's asking me that is because I use
Alert
iCloud
from
Drive.
And to USB mixer, configuration.mp3 from iCloud Drive. Alert dialog. Are you sure you want to
move? And it's asking me, are you sure you want to move?
Move. Default button.
But we're going to say move.
Podcast.
And as you can tell, it moved.
Behringer 300 to USB mixer, configuration.mp3.
And there it is. So we can quick look at
it. Hi, everybody, and welcome back. And here we are yet again for
podcast.
So you see, it's very easy to do. So we'll just close the
window.
Close window.
Tpop folder.
We can also do the same thing with folders. I'll give you an example. So we'll copy a folder.
Copy Team Talk Sounds for Events.
This is Team Talk Sounds for Events. This is for Team Talk 5. There's certain sounds that don't come by default with Team Talk, and I always add them. So let's say we want to go to our Documents folder.
Documents.
And we will move it with Command Option V.
Move them here.
And it's moved. Let's find
Team Talk Sounds for Events folder. May 29th.
We'll copy it.
Copy Team Talk Sounds.
And we'll put it back on our desktop. Command Shift D.
Desktop. List.
And we'll hit Command Option B.
Move them here.
So see, it moves it. Very, very easy. So I hope that really
close
brings
window.
Out a lot of the confusion, and
on
I hope
well.
That it helps you guys in terms of how to move files. It's a very easy, but yet for first-time Mac users, it can be a little bit not deceiving, but a little bit more like, whoa, what? You know, there's no cut. Like, you do Control X in Windows. You know, you can't do Control X. Nope, you can't. So this is how you do it. And I just figured I would do this little quick tip for everybody. If you want to contact me, you can most certainly email me by emailing craybay3198@gmail.com or contacting me via the AppleBiz forums. Yes, I'm on there. I don't post very much, but I am definitely on there. So anyway, guys, if you want to contact me, you most certainly can, and I would be happy to talk with you guys. Anyway, guys, that's it, and I'm going to say goodbye, guys.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applebiz.com.